奉主耶稣基督圣名证道。
In the name of Jesus Christ, I preach.
诸位朋友，大家晚安。
Good evening to all our friends and members.
愿主耶稣今天的恩惠与大家同在。
May the grace of God pour abundantly.
我们平常生活很忙，都没有时间停下来欣赏路上的一朵小花。
Many times we find ourselves to be quite busy in our daily life that we hardly hesitate on the road to look at the beauty of a flower.
更不用说来思考人生。
Or even to discuss about life.
感谢主，今天晚上我们有一个安静的时刻。
But thanks to the grace of God, today we have this opportunity.
我想说用有限与无限，我们来谈一谈今生有限，来生无限，跟有限的人生到无限永生的路。
And so today I'd like to share with you upon the topic the finite and infinite concerning present day is finite while eternal life is infinite and the path from that of finite to the infinite.
圣经上有一位很有名的先知，他对人生有相当淋漓尽致的描述。
In the Bible, there is a very popular prophet who have a good concept concerning that of life.
我们现在请大家一起来看圣经的诗篇九十篇。
Let's turn to the Bible, the book of Psalms, chapter Psalms 90.
诗篇九十篇。
Psalm 90.
我们可以把一条线放在这里啊。
Let's place our bookmark here.
诗篇九十篇。
Psalms 90.
这位作者，他的名字叫摩西。
Now the writer of this psalm is Moses.
他有丰富的人生经验。
He has an abundant experience of human life.
他首先提到人生的尽头呢，是归于尘土。
And so he says that the beginning of man is
the end of man.
The end of man is returning to dust.
我们看九十篇的第三节。
Let's look at Psalms 90 verse 3.
第三节，九十篇第三节。
Psalms 90 verse 3.
你使人归于尘土，说你们世人要归回，人生的归宿是尘土。这边说
And so here said you turn man to destruction.
小弟因为工作的关系常常有机会参加丧礼。
Because of the nature of my work, I have many opportunity to attend the funeral service.
你看到每场丧礼都是一堆花，一具棺木，一具尸身，最后呢这个棺木就埋到土里面去了。
And in every funeral service, I see many flowers, a coffin, and a corpse. And in the end, the coffin is closed and buried.
真的，人生的尽头就是一匹黄土啊。
And so it is true. Indeed, the end of man is that of dirt.
中国有一个胡适之先生，他说：“死一个人呢，跟死一只猫差不了多少。”
And there is a saying in Chinese that said, "A dead cat is not any different than a dead man."
这句话呢，圣经上也有说明，可是有更进一步的说明啊。
And the Bible also explains this, but it further explains.
我们来看《传道书》的第三章。
Let's turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 3.
传道书的第三章。
Ecclesiastes chapter
3. 第十九节。
Verse 19.
传道书第三章十九节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 19.
旧约七百九十七页，因为世人遭遇的，兽也遭遇，所遭遇的都是一样。这个怎么样死，那个也怎么样死，气息都是一样的。人不能强于兽，都是虚空的。二十节。
Verse 20.
都归于一处，都出于尘土，也都归于尘土。从这里看，胡适之先生所说的是真的。
And here, so the teacher teaches us that it is true.
当猫失掉气息的时候呢，跟人失掉气息的时候是一样的。
When a cat loses its breath, it's the same as the man losing his breath.
人不能强于兽，人不能强于猫啊。
For man has no advantage over animals.
大家都归于尘土啊。
For everyone returned to one place in that.
但是二十一节，圣经又指出了更进一层的了解。
But then verse 21 goes to further explain a deeper understanding.
说谁知道人的灵是往上升，兽的魂是下入地呢
？And say who knows the spirit of the son of man which goes upward and the spirit of the animal which goes down to the earth?
原来人神创造人的时候，在人的鼻孔里面吹了一口气。
When God created man, he breathed into a man's nostril.
那么人就成为有魂的活人呢、啊？
And And so man become a living being.
所以当人过世的时候，他不只是这个肉体归土，那个灵呢，要归到赏赐给赏赐的神那边去啊。
And so at the end of his life, not only does his body perish and return to dust, but he has a spirit that returns back to God.
但是人还有一个魂啊 ，soul.
But man also has another, which is soul.
会跟着灵到神那边去呢，还是这个魂会跟着？像这只猫一样下入地去呢
Now the question being whether the soul would ascend upward into the heavens or will it go down into the earth.
所以诗篇九十篇第三节说你要使世人归于尘土又说你们世人要归回这个归回已经是一个问句了到底要归回哪里呢
And so going back to Psalms 90 it says we need to return and so this question mark as to where do we return.
这个清朝有位才子金圣叹他就讲一句话他说黄前啊这个五里色今夜宿谁家就是在死掉的时候发现到黄前没有 hotel 没有 motel 今天晚上到底要睡哪里呢
And there was in the Qing dynasty there's also a saying that after one dies he doesn't know where he is to live and that night
所以诸位朋友我们归回的时候到底要归回哪里去呢
And so dear friends when we return where shall we go
我们有一位小弟有位朋友的妈妈她在离世之前讲的最后一句话就是完了完了
I have a friend's mother. I remember her last words out of her mouth was saying, it is finished.
不晓得到哪去啊。
I don't know where I am to go next.
但是对于信主的人，他知道自己要哪去。
But as for a believer, he knows where he is to go.
我们教会有一位当总务很久的弟兄。
There is a brother who has been on the board for quite some time.
他开了三家公司。
And he had opened for himself some companies.
有一天清晨六点多的时候呢，一起来突然之间。心脏很痛，蹲下来了。
And then one morning he woke up 6 a.m. and all of a sudden he felt a sharp pain on his chest.
到医院去呢，一检查，发现到他的心的血管已经破裂了。
And then he went to the emergency room. He discovered that there was a rupture in his cardiovascular vessel.
到医院去看他的时候，我听到他的最后一句话就是，小心的叫让他太太说，他的那个牛仔裤里面呢有钱包在那里啊。
And I still remember one of the last words he said to his wife was that he has still some money or his wallet is in his jeans.
礼拜三晚上我们在教会有一个聚会。
Wednesday night we have a service.
突然间坐在最后面的有个姐妹突然在祷告的时候大哭啊。
And then all of a sudden in the service, a sister cried out loud.
看到天开了。
She saw the heaven open.
那个弟兄好像坐在那个火车一样，那个火车开往天上去了。
She saw this vision. This brother was catching this train on his way to heaven.
那时候医生还没有说这位弟兄已经离世了。
At that time, the doctor has not pronounced this brother as dead.
小弟特地去医院看他。
And so I went to visit him in the hospital.
这里都已经打开了，心都已经浮起来了。
I see that he had an operation on his chest, and you can see his internal organ.
果然，在几个小时，医生宣布他走了。
And so a few hours later, the doctor pronounced him dead.
感谢主，他走到天父的怀抱里面去了。
Thanks to God, he has returned into the bosom of our Father.
他已经归回他的尘土，归回这个他的肉体归回尘土，灵魂已经归回到神那边去。
His body has returned to dust, and yet, but his soul has returned to God.
人生的尽头，肉体归土。那么人生的过程是什么呢？
And so the end of man is to return to dust. So what is the process of man's life?
我们看九十篇的第四节。
Let's look into Psalms 90 verse 4.
诗篇九十篇第四节。
Psalms 90 verse 4.
旧约七百二十五页。在你看来，千年如已过的昨日，又如夜间的一更。你叫他们如水冲去，
5.
他们如睡一觉啊。那人生的过程像什么呢？像水冲去一样。
And so what is the life of man? He is like a water which is washed away.
水冲走了，很快的，我们就看不到水的痕迹了，它已经干掉了。
When the flood passes by, we don't see it anymore, but we see what it left behind.
因为人生很短又很快。
So our life is short and is very quick.
又像夜更的一个梦一样，睡觉一样。
It is just like a night when we have a certain dream.
真的人生如梦啊。
And so life is like a dream.
一位老师问一个小朋友说：“什么叫做梦
？”And so a teacher questioned his student and say, "What is a dream?"
小朋友说：“梦哦，梦就是哦，当我吃到拉里帕吃一半的时候呢，被妈妈摇醒了，那个就是梦啊。
”And so the student explained, "Say a dream is like when I'm sucking on a lollipop. All of a sudden, I am wakened by my mother."
看来这个小朋友的梦是甜的。
And it seems this child's dream is sweet.
这位朋友，我们的梦不会是不一定是甜的。
But our dream may not be always sweet.
我们的梦中充满了喜怒哀乐跟悲欢离合。
For our dream consists of happiness, bitterness, sadness.
真的有时候梦醒时分，现在再回想过去，是幻是真，你都不晓得过去这个故事好像真的又好像是假的一样。
Sometimes we reflect back to our past, and we hardly can recognize whether it had really happened or not.
你会觉得哎呀，过去的时间过得真快啊。
And you will discover that the time has flown by so quickly.
不晓得诸位有没有晚上这个两点钟起来一次，四点钟起来一次，然后七点钟才真正起床。
Has anyone ever woken up in the middle of the night around 2 a.m. or 4 a.m. or 6 a.m.?
那当你起床的时候呢，你再回想，哎，到底六点钟或四点钟那个距离差多远？四点钟或六点钟距离差多远？你就会知道过去的时间呢，对你醒来那一刹那没有什么差别。
And then you try to think about the differences between waking up at 2 a.m. and 4 a.m. and how long of a time passed between that time. You can hardly tell.
就好像我们在回想小时候啊。
It's also like when we think back to our childhood.
我还记得我入小学的第一天呢。
I still remember the first day I went to school.
哎，我那时候没有书包，没有电板，没有铅笔盒。
At that time, I didn't have any pencils or a backpack.
我妈妈只给我五毛钱。
My mom only gave me 5 cents.
叫隔壁的姐姐带我去学校。
And she asked the girl from next door to take me to school.
哎，我跟她同学都有书包，都有电板，都有铅笔盒，我都没有。
And then I see all my classmates and my friends have their backpack, notebook, and their pencils.
我就跟姐姐说，姐姐，我也要。
And so I said to this older sister and say, I want one too.
她说不行，你只有五毛钱。
And then she said, no, you can't because you only have 5 cents.
我就在那边哭了。
And so I began to cry.
那我有记得我大学毕业那一天呢。
I also remember the day I graduated from college.
我参加毕业典礼。
I attended my graduation.
参加之后才发现到，原来我一科被死档了。那一天不是我毕业的那一天呢。有一科死档了。死档就是被档掉了，就是毕不了业了。
Oh, I remember that there was a class I flunked that I was not sure if I can graduate.
可是你会觉得，现在回想起来，有时候小时候的那个景象呢，比较深刻的印在我脑里面，好像小时候那一刻比大学这一刻呢，更加前面一样啊。
And so sometimes recalling back to my past, it seems as though the childhood life is more vivid than the time that I have in graduation.
真的，过去都好像梦好快，年纪大的人就知道好快，人生真的好快。
So life really passed by very quickly, especially if you ask that of the old age.
雅各活到130岁的时候呢，说人生是又短又苦啊。
When Jacob lived to an age of 130, he says the man's life is very short and very quick.
一个人睡醒的时候呢，一个婴孩睡醒的时候呢，最满足的莫过于看到妈妈在旁边呢。
When an infant opens its eyes from sleep, the most comforting sight is his mother.
所以圣经上有个诗人说：“神啊，当我睡醒的时刻，我能够看到你的形象，我就心满意足啦。”
So there's a verse in the Bible that says, "Oh Lord, when I open my eyes from my sleep and I can see your presence, I am satisfied and I'm content."
人生如梦。
So for life is like a dream.
诸位朋友，梦醒的时刻您在哪呢？
Oh, dear friends, in your dream, where are you at?
人生的过程短暂如夜间的一更，那么人生的荣华又是什么呢？
And so like a watch in the night, so is that of life.
人生的荣华又是什么呢？
And so what is also the glory of life?
我们看九十篇的第五节下半段。
Let's look into verse 5 and verse 6 of Psalm 90.
早晨他们如生长的草，早晨花芽生长，晚上割下枯干了。这么叫做人生的荣华呢，真的好像花草一样，一下就枯干了。
It says here, the glory of man is just like a grass which grows up and withers.
真的人生的荣美像这样子呢。
Such is the beauty of human life.
有一次小弟到尔湾教会去布道。
There was one time I went to preach in the church of Irvine.
有位年轻的弟兄也在做翻译啊，他像我们 Steven 一样帅啊，他就坐在我对面啊。
And so there was also an interpreter, a brother who was interpreting.
然后他就跟我说，传道，你怎么最近白头发多这么多呢？
And so he said to me and say, preacher, how come your hair is has so many gray hair?
我没有跟他讲，我心里是在低估啊。
But I didn't tell him that I was really distressed to hear this.
不是 distress， 低估了，有点低估了，没有到 distress 的地步了哦。
That I was kind of, sad to hear it.
我心里在想啊，我年轻的时候呢，其实跟你一样帅的啦。
And so in my heart, I said, when I was younger, I'm just as good looking as you.
只是岁月不饶人啊。
But that time has passed.
真的有时候现在啊，他真的岁月不饶人。真的有时候看到我们的小孩哈。好像一朵花一样啊。
And so sometimes we look at our children, it's just like a flower.
看这里的年轻人, 各个像一朵花一样。
You look at many of the students here, they are like flowers.
但是岁月如挥刀啊, 刀刀催人老啊, 就是这样子。 哎呀, 这个太难换了, 对不起啊, 就人生像花一样会凋谢的啦。
But just like flowers, eventually it will wither.
你看这个花现在很漂亮, 对不对?
We look at this flower up here, it's so beautiful.
下礼拜您再来看一看。
The next week you come and you look at it again.
再丑的比假花更难看。
And it'll be worse and worse.
所以有一次神跟以赛亚说, 你呼喊吧。
And so one time God said to Isaiah, cry out.
以赛亚说, 我喊什么呢?
And so Isaiah asked and said, what shall I say?
凡是有血气的, 都好像草一样。
And so to cry out that all that is of the flesh is just like that of grass.
它的荣美像草上的花一样。
For its glory is just like the flowers of the field.
草必枯干, 花必凋谢。
For the grass shall wither and die, and so does the flower of the field.
以赛亚就跟着喊了, 真的, 人生像花草, 草必枯干, 花必凋谢。
And so thus Isaiah replied and say, indeed, a man's life is that of grass and withers like that of flower.
人生的荣华也是一样的, 成就也是一样的。
And no matter how successful his accomplishment is, and his, also his glory in life.
我记得那个好像是 Newsweek吧, 在讲到这个 George Bush, 哈, 不是 W. Bush, 是 W. Bush的爸爸。
I remember Newsweek one time had an article about George Bush.
啊, 他说呢, 以前他当总统的时候, 祷告无求, 奇怪, 怎么没有一个人打赢他呢?
And he said, when I was in my presidency, when I played golf, no one seemed to be able to beat him.
那是下台之后呢,
but now that he had finished his years of presidency, it seems like everybody beats him in golf.
荣华过去之后呢,
after his glory days are over, no one pays attention to him anymore.
如花凋谢.
And so today's glory is just like that of flowers.
那么今生的夸口又是什么呢?
And so the boasting of today, what is that?
我们看90篇的第10节。
Let's look into verse 10 of Psalm 90.
诗篇90篇第10节。
Psalm 90, verse 10.
我们一生的年日是70岁, 若是强壮的, 可以活到80岁, 但其中所经夸的, 不过是劳苦筹还, 转眼成功, 我们便如灰而去了。 人生可以夸口什么?
And so what can we boast of in our life?
只是劳苦愁烦而已啊。
It is only filled only with labor and sorrow.
可是我们想说这样实在是很不甘心耶。
And so when we think about this, we are somewhat not satisfied.
至少我可以夸一下我们的学历嘛，对不对？
At least we can somewhat boast of our accomplishments.
不晓得我们在座有多少 PhD, 也许我说至少我也练到 PhD 嘛，对不对？
I don't know how many PhD we have here, but at least we can say we can boast and say we have attained a PhD degree.
不过实在是很对不起哦，跟诸位想分享一下。 PhD 哈, 如果你到台湾的科学人士哈, 少跑少一少都少出一大堆 PhD 来呢。
But I must apologize. If you go to Taiwan, you will see a lot of people who have PhD degrees and still they are just janitors.
没办法夸口的。
There's nothing you can boast about.
也许我们说我们可以夸口, 你看我的房子呢, half million 以上, 都是半百的, 半百以上的房子。
Or perhaps we can boast of our house or our mansions that is at least $500,000.
不过是很抱歉哦, 如果把你的家搬到我小弟来的地方是湾区啊, Bay Area, 那个很烂很烂的房子哦, 都要 half million 以上。
But I'm sorry, if you move your mansion into the San Francisco Bay Area, you'll discover that a lot of houses are already $500,000.
所以实在是没办法夸口这些呢。
So there's nothing you can really boast about.
尤其自从最近股票下跌之后呢, 大家的钱都缩水了。
Especially recently, we see the financial hardship and then how the stock had plummeted.
到底人生可以夸口什么?
So what is it that we can boast about in our life?
如果我可以跟我的女儿夸口的话,
if I can boast to my daughter,
我只能跟她讲说, 女儿啊, 想当年哦, 十几年前老爸, 在曼哈顿城哦，中城第一街跟第71街有一家餐馆，老爸在那边送外卖。
And I can say and boast to my daughter is that, oh daughter, I once worked in the city of New York, and I was working in a restaurant as a waitress.
Hey, waiter. 下雪的时候呢，爸爸哦，你看曼哈顿的城都是 one way street 嘛，都是单行道嘛，对不对？爸爸为了赚更多的这个小费哦。 根本不管他，反正这个方向就这个方向走，哎。
And then when I was young and delivering food, no matter whether it's one way or not, I would just ride my bike.
结果有一个老婆婆，她实在是心里很不高兴啊。
And when one of my delivery, this old woman,
有一个老婆婆,
this one old woman was not very happy.
藏在餐馆的对面。
So she hides opposite the entrance of the restaurant.
每当我进餐馆的时候，鸡蛋就来，乒碰乒碰，还有都散掉了。
Every time I come back to the restaurant, she would throw eggs at me.
这是小弟唯一可以夸口的地方，就是人生是什么？劳苦愁烦啊。
And this is the only thing I can boast of because man's life is all full of labor.
尤其在座的我们可能很多新移民啊。
Sitting among here, us here, there may be a lot of new immigrants.
真的，可以夸口，就是我们来这边是多么辛苦的生活。
And we can only boast that we come here and how hardship of a life we have here.
小弟一个朋友跟小弟讲一个这个语言上面的一个一个有趣的故事。
This friend of mine told me a very interesting story.
他说这个英文不是很灵光就来美国了。
He said he did not know much English, but he just came to the United States.
在飞机上一直要背那个厕所那个字 laboratory。那个字太长了，一直背不起来，就拉不出来啊。
And in the plane, he was trying to learn the word lavatory, he keep on trying to pronounce it correctly.
结果到美国呢，有一次肚子很痛。
And so one time in the United States, he had a very bad stomach ache.
要问人家洗手间在哪里啊
？And he wants to ask people where the bathroom is.
Restroom 啊。
Where the restroom is.
他说他绝对不会想到是休息的地方啊。
And so he thinks to himself, there's no way it can be called a restroom because it's not the place to rest.
结果他就用台湾的方法来问人家了。
And so he used a direct translation from Taiwanese to ask.
请问那个一号在哪里啊？
And so he asked in form a question, where is number one?
Where's number one?人家听不懂 ，Where's number one？ 听不懂啊。
So he just keep asking where's number one。
他说：“哎呦，还有二号。那 how about where's number two？Where's number two？”Or
he would say where's number two？
人家是听不懂啊。哦，他又想到有个 WC，Where's WC？ 哎。
And then no one understood him, so he said, "Oh, he tried another method and said, 'Where's the WC？'"
人家也听不懂啊。
And still no one understands。
后来只好用笔的比较快。
And then he used gestures.
所以说来美国，连生活的自尊有时候都没有呢，一个最基本的人性的尊严都没有。
And so coming to the United States, he feels that even the most basic things that he's supposed to do, he cannot perform.
所以人生的夸口是什么呢
？And so what is the boasting of a man's life?
真是劳苦愁烦呢。
It is only full of labor and sorrow.
小弟很喜欢海明威所写《老人与海》那本书啊。
I like this book.
Hemingway 所写的《Old Man and Sea》
Hemingway's book Old Man and the Sea》。
他形容人生就好像钓到一只大鱼一样。
He describes man's life as like catching a big fish.
啊，很辛苦的，这样子一直要把那条大鱼呢拖上岸里面来。
He fights so hard to bring this big fish aboard his ship.
还想不到旁边很多鲨鱼已经在吃你的大鱼了。
And then not knowing that a lot of the other predators of the sea are already eating on the fish.
所以很辛苦，流泪流汗，拖上来的竟然是一具。巨大的鱼骨头啊，什么都没有。
And so after a period of time and hard struggling with the fish, he finally brought the fish aboard, but the fish is only that of a skeleton.
诸位朋友，这就是人生的写照呢。
Dear friends, this is the life of man.
人生又短又苦啊。
For man's life is short and is sorrow.
尽头又是尘土。
And then the end is also full of dust.
荣华又像花一样凋谢。
And the pride of man is like flower that was shed.
请问我们为什么要白白的走这一遭呢？为什么要白白的活这个人生呢
？So let me ask you, why do we need to continue to walk upon this path of life?
人生到底有没有意义
？Is there a meaning toward one's life?
如果人生没有意义，为什么又有人发明意义这个字眼呢
？If there is no meaning to life, then why is there such a word as meaning?
神把一个意义、一个观念、一个永恒放在人的心里面呢
？God has given a man a certain meaning, a concept into a heart.
所以当人活着的时候，他就在寻找一个永恒、一个不朽、一个永远啊。
So while one man is living, he continued to pursue for something that is eternal and something that can last.
所以摩西继续又谈到说，其实人生有限，但是有一个来生是无限的。
And so Moses goes on and say, although we are limited in this life, but there is also another way.
那是真神本身啊。
And that is the true God himself.
我们来看九十篇的第二节。
Let's look into Psalms 90 verse 2.
诗篇九十篇第二节。
Psalms 90 verse 2.
诸山未曾出生，地以世界，你未曾造成，从亘古到永远，你是神。真提到说有一个从亘古到永远的一位伟大的真神呢。
And so here describes and introduces this mighty God, even from everlasting to everlasting.
他是永远的亘古的真神呢。
For he is eternal and he is forever.
有人说哪里有真神？看不到。
So people question and say, where is there a true God? I cannot see him.
有一个无神论的老师呢，问一个小朋友。
And so an atheist teacher one time said to a student.
他说小朋友，你看看外面。
And he said to the student, look outside.
有没有花呢
？Do you see the flower?
有。
And there's student replied, 有没有草呢? Yes. Was there grass?
有.
Yes.
有没有天空呢?
Is there a sky?
有.
Yes.
有没有神呢?
Is there a God?
没有.
No.
所以老师说, 没有神.
And so the teacher said, there is no God.
有一个小女生很不情愿这样的问话。
And so a little girl did not like the way the teacher asked this question.
她就说, 老师,我可不可以问这个小朋友一个问题?
And so this girl said to the teacher, can I ask this student another way?
她说, 同学, 外面有没有草?
And so I said, classmate, is there grass outside? And so the student was irritated and said, why do you need to ask me this question again?
Yes. 有没有花?
Is there flowers?
有.
Yes.
这里有没有老师?
Is there a teacher here?
有.
Yes.
有没有老师头里面有没有一个脑袋?
Is there a brain in the teacher's head?
没有.
No.
哦,这样老师没有脑袋。
So therefore, the teacher has no brain.
所以不是看不到就没有。
So it's not that you cannot see it and it's definitely not existent.
有时候我们这样做个深呼吸啊。
And so sometimes we take a deep breath.
啊,这个空气太好了。
And this breath of air is so good.
虽然这里有点脏哦。
Although it's kind of not that of clean air in here.
你可以吸到空气。
But you can breathe the air.
感觉得到。
You can feel it.
空气是存在的。
For the air is existing.
虽然神是看不到的, 但是它真的是存在的。
So though God cannot be seen, but he is truly existing.
当诸山没有形成, 大地跟这个世界没有造的时候, 神就已经存在了。
But before the mountains were brought forth, or even the earth and the world was formed, God already exists.
很多人在自然界找神。
In the natural science, many people seek after God.
神造自然,
for God created nature.
神就不可能在自然,
and so God cannot be nature.
因为神已经超自然了,
because God is supernatural.
神已经在自然之上了,
because he is above nature,
比如说,
natural.
我做了这个钟,
for example, I created and I made this
你这个钟里面找我,
bell. And so if you look into the bell and you try to find me,
这个钟里面没有我,
there is no me in the bell.
造钟的人,
because I created the bell.
所以神既然创造自然, 祂本身就是不自然。
And so since God created a natural order, the nature, he is not natural.
所以在大地, 在世界没有创造以前就有这个亘古的神啊。
And so before the earth and before the earth, world was formed, there was already this mighty God.
我们人真的很有限, 有时候能了解这个无限的神到底是何等的伟大。
Many times it's very hard for us men who are limited to understand infinite God.
有一次小弟到医院里面去啊。
There's one time I went to the hospital.
这个电梯里面啊。 这个 box, 这个电梯里面啊, 四周都是玻璃啊。
And in the elevator, it was full of mirrors.
哎, 那我就看, 诶, 这个玻璃里面呢, 又有一个玻璃, 诶, 我在玻璃里面嘛, 镜子里面吗? 那镜子不是有对面的镜子吗? 啊, 镜子里面不是有我吗? 啊, 那个镜子里面又有一个镜子吗? 那个镜子里面又有一个我吗? 那个镜子里面又有一个镜子, 都无限远, 对不对? 无限的我跟无限的镜子啊。
And so if you look into this elevator, it was surrounded by mirrors, so you look at the reflection of the mirror, and the mirror is reflected by another mirror of yourself, and it continues on, and you see an infinite number of yourself.
那你就发现了一个问题呢?
And then you have this question.
那我在这里, 我到底是有限的还是无限的?
And so if you're standing there, you say, am I finite or am I infinite?
诶, 这个有限的到底有没有办法包含无限?
And so if this I who is finite able to absorb that this infinite.
这个无限有没有办法被有限所控制?
And so is this infinite able to be controlled by that which is finite?
有限跟无限有没有界限?
And so is there a limitation between the boundary of the finite and the infinite?
如果有界限, 有限跟无限的界限到底是有限还是无限?
And so if there's a boundary, is that boundary finite or is that boundary infinite?
我发现他不能再想下去了,
想下去发疯了。 And so the more I think, the more I feel like I'm becoming insane.
这个是不可能了解的。
Because this cannot be understood.
有限的人没有办法了解无限的神啊。
Or a man who is finite cannot understand infinite being of God.
有一次神跟苏格拉底讲说, 你是世界上最聪明的人。 苏格拉底啊, 有一次神跟 Socrates 讲,
one time it says that God said to Socrates, you are the wisest man of the world.
啊, 苏格拉底不相信啊。
And so Socrates would not believe this.
啊, 所以他就问世上的人。
And so Socrates asked the people of the world.
他就发现到一个事实。
And then he found a certain truth.
世上的人都不知道呢, 很多事情他们不知道。
And that the people of the world do not know that there are a lot of things they do not know.
哎, 苏格拉底知道, 很多事情人不知道。
And so Socrates knows that people in the world don't know a lot of things about the world.
因为他知道很多事情不知道, 比那个不知道, 很多事情不知道的人呢, 更加知道, 所以他就更聪明了。
And because Socrates is able to understand the fact that the world does not know everything about them, therefore he is smarter.
啊, 所以我们要承认呢, 这个世界实在是很多事情是我们所不知道的。
And therefore, we must admit that there are many things of this world that we do not know.
那你要问呢、啊？那为什么摩西知道呢
？And so then you ask a question: How is it that Moses is able to know?
摩西怎么知道说世界在这个宇宙、这个自然之外有一个无限的神呢
？How is it that Moses know that outside the universe, outside this world, there is existing a God?
啊，原来呀、啊，摩西就是这个人类历史以来。第一个接受神启示的人啊
And it is because Moses was the first person of the world receiving the revelation from God.
摩西写的圣经的前五部书
For Moses written the first five book of the Bible.
里面充满很多智慧的话语
In the five books, you find a lot of wisdom.
比如说有一个他说以色列 百姓呢婴孩生下第八天要受割礼
As he states, one of the incident is that for Israelites, a boy that is born on the eighth day, he shall be circumcised.
奇怪了，现在的人才发现到说这是一个非常伟大的发现了。
And then recently, science have discovered this is a very good discovery.
因为一个人呢，从出生到死亡呢，流血最少的开刀流血最少的那个时间呢，就是生下来第八天了。
And that is, they discovered that in a person's life, the flow of blood the most is the most limited on the eighth day of his birth.
请问谁告诉摩西的
？And so let me ask you, who had told the secret to Moses?
摩西又不是 NYU Medical School 毕业的。
And Moses did not graduate with an MD degree from NYU.
他怎么会知道呢
？So how does he know?
因为他接受神启示。
Because he have received genuine revelation from God.
所以同样的告诉我们说，真的有一个自永远到永远的，从亘古到永远一位神呐、啊。
And so it further tells us that there is from everlasting to everlasting a true God.
诸位朋友，如果我们对这个永恒的神不认识、不了解的话
，Dear friends, if we do not know of this everlasting God,
真的当一个人面对死亡的时候，会非常的恐惧啊。
And you'll discover at the end of our life when we face death it will be a very frightening event
啊，在德国一位哲学家叫叔本华
There's a philosopher in Germany that said
Schopenhauer
whose name is
Schopenhauer、huh?
Schopenhauer
对不起啊这个他写了一本书叫天才论
And he wrote a book that's
theory about genius huh
Theory of genius.
他说天才呢有一定的长相。
And he said there are certain characteristics of a genius.
就是要头大大的。
And that his head is very large.
耳朵要大大的。
And he has big ears.
眼睛要大大的。
And his eyes is large.
鼻子要鹰钩鼻啊。
And then his nose is very sharp.
其实哦，他都在描写他自己啊。
And actually, he is writing about his own appearance.
这个人很自傲的。
And so he is very full of pride.
他这个人一辈子呢，就是不相信有耶稣，有真神。
In his whole life, he does not believe in Jesus, nor does he believe in the existence of God.
这个诋毁宗教，这个反正呢就是批评啦，诋毁啦，有关信仰的事情啊。
And so he is against every religion that is said to him.
可是他终于一天要面对死亡了。
But one day he is about to face death.
他躺在病床上面呢。
And so he was lying on the bed.
突然之间，他大声的喊叫。
All of a sudden, he cried out loud.
黑暗呐、啊，黑暗呐、啊，无边的黑暗呐、啊，无穷的黑暗呐、啊，可怕的黑暗呐、啊。
He say, "Darkness, darkness, the eternal darkness, the infinite darkness."
他叫到呢，那种声音之凄厉之凄惨呢，连照顾他的护士呢，以后都不敢照顾垂死的病人呐、啊。
He cried in such sharp tone and such sharp pain that even those who took care of him never want to take care of a dying man.
因为他不知道，当他这灵魂离开身体的时候，他要到哪里去啊
？Because he does not know what he will face after his life has passed.
他不认识永恒的神。
Because he does not know the everlasting God.
那反观我们就有很多朋友信徒。
And so we have a lot of members and believers.
我记得在两三年前，我们这里有一个 Basil Tan。
I remember two, 3 years ago, we have a brother by the name of Basil Tan.
我想很多人都很怀念他。
I believe many of us here still miss him very much.
几年前，他坐在椅子上面呢，边听到边摩擦自己的大腿。
Many years ago, he sit here with us, and he will be listening and also massaging his legs.
因为他已经癌症末期了。
Because it's also at the terminal period of his cancer.
很痛苦，扩散了。
And it has already spread throughout his body, and he was in pain.
但是你想安慰他的时候，他会安慰你。
But then when you try to discover, you try to comfort him, he will in turn comfort you.
他说弟兄你不要难过。
He said, brother, do not worry.
我只是搬一次家而已啊。
For I am only moving to another place.
我只是搬一个家而已。
I am moving a home. There is a lot of peace in his heart, although he's experienced such pain physically. Because he has understood the existence of a true God.
诸位朋友, 我们每个人呢, 都在寻求一条成功的路。
Dear friends, every one of us is pursuing for a successful path.
我们每个人都很喜欢读传记。
A lot of us like to read
biographies.
因为我们想知道别人到底怎么成功的。 Because we want to see how other people succeed in life.
有的人喜欢看 Survivor 2, 对不对?
A lot of people like to see the show Survivor.
因为想要看看别人怎么 survive 的。
Because they want to see how one overcomes and survives.
大家都在找成功的路。
For everyone is seeking after a path of success.
大家对成功的定义是什么呢?
And so what is the...
Definition.
The definition of success.
有人说就是很有钱咯。
And so some people say success is when you have
wealth. 住大房子咯。
When you live in a big mansion.
很有名声咯。
When you are filled with fame.
但是这真的是成功吗?
But is this genuine success?
如果成功没有跟永恒连在一起，真的是成功吗?
Is success really a success if it's not related to something that is eternal?
请问欧纳西斯今天人在哪里?
Let me ask you all. Onassis, where is she today?
Bill Gates, 100年之后在哪里?
Where would Bill Gates be 100 years from now?
没有错，他现在是成功的。
Of course, he may be said to be successful now.
但是100年之后，他还有办法继续存在在永恒里面吗?
But 100 years later, will he still be living when he be continued to be eternal?
今天我们如果要找成功之路，我们要问谁呢?
And so today, when we are seeking for the path of success, who are we to ask?
如果是我的话呢，我不会去问 这个 Tom Cruise 啊。
If it was myself, I would not go to seek the advice from Tom Cruise.
因为我没有他的漂亮的脸孔啊。
Because I am not as handsome as he is.
我也不会去问 Bill Gates 啦。
I will not go and ask this from Bill Gates.
我想我没有他那样的机会啊。
Because I do not have the opportunity that he experienced.
我也不会去问 Survivor 2里面的人啊。
I would not ask the people in the show of Survivor.
因为我不喜欢吃那个生的瓜牛跟那个生的蚯蚓啊，我吃不下去啊。
Because I hate to eat those worms and those bugs.
我要问谁呢?
So who am I to ask?
我要问摩西啊。
I am to ask Moses.
你要问有财富, 摩西是40年住在房宫里面一位王子。
Moses was one who lived in the palace for 40 years.
你要问成功, 政治的成功, 摩西是带领200万百姓在旷野走了40年的一个伟大人物。
You want to ask someone who is successful, you want to ask someone just like him who have guided 2 million people of Israelites out into the wilderness, into the land of Canaan.
你要问名声, 摩西是三大教派所承认的先知, 犹太教, 回教, 基督教都承认他是一个伟大的先知。
And to ask for fame, Moses is one of the founding fathers of 3 different religions. If you go into the library in Washington, D.C. today, there are many statues of many people. And Moses is also one of the portraits. And so you want to ask him what is the success of a man's life.
他会告诉你说在大地没有造之前, 从亘古到永远那里有一个永恒的神啊。
And he will tell you before the mountains were brought forth, before the earth and the world, there is a God.
他说主啊, 你世世代代永远是我们的居所。
And so he said, Lord, forever and for eternal life, you will always be of our dwelling place.
如果我们能够住在你里面, 永远到永远, 那我们才是一个真正成功幸福的人啊。
If we can dwell with you forever and ever, then we shall truly be full of happiness and joy.
诸位朋友, 这位摩西介绍了一个先知, 他说, 在以色列百姓要出现一位先知呢, 将来你们要听他的话, 因为他要从神那边带来很多的恩, 带来神的话语啊。
Dear friends, Moses even introduced to us a great prophet. He prophesied in his time that there shall come one that will be a savior, he shall provide for his man.
这个先知就是在摩西2000年之后的 这个从神来到人间的耶稣基督。
And this man that he has prophesied about is Jesus Christ, who came in the New Testament.
耶稣基督说, 有一个摩西, 他曾经为我做过见证啊。
And so Jesus Christ said, there is a man by the name of Moses, he has done something for me in the past.
如果你们相信摩西, 也一定要相信我啊。
That if you believe in Moses, you should also believe in me.
当世人都在找一条成功道路的时候,
so when man trying to find a way for, to go,
耶稣不找那条成功的道路,
Jesus does not walk upon the successful path that many people take.
约翰福音16章第6节, 耶稣说, 我本身就是道路。
For John chapter 16 verse 6, Jesus said, themselves that I am the way of life.
很多人都在找成功之道，我本身就是那一条成功之道。
Many people are looking for the successful path of life, but I am that path itself.
我就是永生之道。
For I am the everlasting life.
所以耶稣这样说。
And so Jesus also said,
我实实在在地告诉你们。
For truly I say to you,
信的人有永生。
For those who believe in me shall have eternal life.
我实实在在地告诉你们。
For surely I say to you,
那信我又那信差我来者的有永生。
And that those who believe in me and those who believe in the future will also receive.
他不会啊、receive eternal life. 他不会被定罪了。
Will receive eternal life and he shall not be judged.
他已经出死入生了。
For he has escaped the grasp of death.
耶稣又说。
For Jesus also said.
我实实在在告诉你们。
For surely I say to you.
人若遵守我的道，就永远不死。
For those who abide by my words, they shall not taste death.
他又说。
For he also said.
我实实在在告诉你们。
For surely I say to you.
天开了，你们要看见天开了。
For the heaven has opened and shall see the heaven.
神的使者要在人子身上上去下来，上去下来。
And so the angels of God shall descend and shall descend and ascend from the Son of God.
原来耶稣就是本身那条路，耶稣就是通往永生的道路了。
So therefore, Jesus Christ is the path of eternal life.
真的要走向永恒，就要听从耶稣的话。
And it's true for us to walk on this eternal path, we must obey His word.
有了耶稣，我们就可以从有限的人生进入到无限的人生了。
For once we have Jesus Christ, we are able to walk from the path of that is finite to that of an infinite way.
而那种到无限人生那种快乐跟满足呢，不一定那个时候才体会得到。
And it's not that you only when you attain the infinite level will you receive a great grace or joy.
真的，诸位朋友，如果你今天走在这条永生的道路
，Dear friends, today if you come to accept this eternal life, this way of
如果你今天真的信耶稣啊
，If you today come to believe in Jesus Christ,
你会知道怎么我们的生命、我们的婚姻呢，多了一层的保障呢。
And then you will discover that in our marriage there is another treasure.
我们的心中多了一份的依靠。
That in our heart there is another reliance.
我们的生活未来多了一份盼望。
And that there is a hope in our future.
我们的生命多了一层意义。
And that there is a further meaning in our life.
因为我们知道自己从哪里来。
Because we know where we came from.
因为我们知道自己要往哪里去。
And we know where we shall go.
因为我们知道我们已经走在永恒的道路上面了。
Because we know that we have already walked upon this eternal life.
因为这是我们很多弟兄姐妹的一个共同的结论啊。
And this is also the conclusion of many brothers of our believers.
我们在北加州有位妈妈姓雷。
In Northern California, there is a mother by name, last name of Lei.
那今年大概六七十岁了吧。
This year, she's probably in her 60s or 70s.
她在中国大陆生下来。
She was born in mainland China.
他们家相当富有啊。
Her family was quite wealthy.
他们家爸爸妈妈也很开明，爸爸妈妈也是非常的所以呢，让他受教育，因为你知道早期的在中国大陆可以受到大学教育，就是不容易的。
And her parents also was able to allow her to receive a higher education.
那后来她转这个搬到香港，后来又来到美国。
And then she moved to Hong Kong and then tried to travel to the United States.
她在美国，她找到一个非常好的先生。
And in the United States, she found a very good husband.
真的，她可能很少做饭呢。
And she hardly have to prepare meals.
她先生很爱她。
Her husband loved her very much.
因为他们家的经济情况太好了。
Because her house was quite wealthy.
Her, 想不到。
She was quite wealthy.
想不到在大概十几年前吧，有一次她先生同样的要带她出去吃饭。
And then one day, about 10-20 years ago, that her husband was taking her out to dinner.
当她在路上开车的时候呢，有个年轻人，那个 stop sign 没有停下来，就把他们撞上去了。
And then while they were going to eat, and then there is a young man who did not stop for a stop sign and so ran into their car.
车是凹进去了六寸左右。
And so their car was dented deep.
他的先生当场死亡。
And so her husband died at the spot.
他的生命从那个时候开始有个很大的转变了。
And so in that day forward, her life made a transformation.
常常以泪洗脸，因为她这一辈子都很幸福，从来没有这么难过过。
And she has never tasted such a sorrow before in her life because she was well off before.
有一次，一位朋友介绍她到教会里面来。
So one friend, one time, her friend introduced her to the church, come to the church.
她说来到教会的时候呢，我们刚好唱那个诗歌第三十首。
And so she said she testified that time, first time to the church, she hear the members singing hymn number 30.
那首诗叫做《妙爱找我》，主耶稣很奇妙的爱， 包找到教会里面来了。
And that that hymn talks describes about the love of Christ have sort of find the person.
然后她在唱那首诗的时候呢，眼泪就掉下来了。
So when she was listening to that hymn, she began to weep.
她说在祷告的时候呢，感觉上耶稣基督呢，好像用两只很大的手呢。从到后面把他抱起来一样。
And she feel that in the prayer as though Jesus, Lord Jesus Christ opened his arms and held her from the back.
他说你不要难过，意思说你不要难过。
And has that feeling that Jesus telling her, do not be sad.
你没有先生，我就是你的先生啊。
Just tell her that you have no husband now, but I am your husband.
感谢主，后来雷姐妹走上了这条永生的道路。
Thanks to God, the sister has found the path to eternal life.
从有限的人生进到无限的生命啊。
She has gone from the path of the finite into the infinite.
有一次，她有位朋友叫张妈妈，姓张。
And she also has a friend who was Mrs. Chang.
有一次，她在做梦。
One time she had a dream.
她看到雷妈妈呢，怎么走在一条很光明、很洁白的大道上面。
She shared with her dream and say she found the sister walking upon a very bright and glorious path.
这个雷妈妈就是刚刚那个车祸那个妈妈哈，已经走在一条很光明、洁白的大道上面了。
That this our sister Lei has walked upon this very bright road.
她一直想要跟上去走，都是走不上去啊！就是她一直就是在黑暗当中，她就是走不到那条道路上面去。
So her friend Mrs. Chang, while she was in the dream, she tried to also go upon this bright road, but she, no matter how hard she tried, she can't.
她本来不想受洗啊。
Originally, she doesn't want to be baptized.
因为她觉得她已经有信了，为什么要受洗呢？
Because she just figured, I already have this heart to believe, and that's enough.
有一次，她在他们家餐厅不想做什么。
Then one time, she was doing something in the kitchen.
看到他们家树上了什么天使跟她显现了。
And then all of a sudden, she looked out the window, and on the tree, she saw a revelation of an angel.
她那时候已经两个礼拜没有上教会了。
And for that period of time, she had not gone to church for 2 weeks.
她感觉天使好像跟她讲说，你要回到神的怀抱里面去，你要接受神的慈爱。
And it seemed as though the angel was saying to her, you need to come to church, and then return back to the bosom of God.
你要一定要走上这条永生的道路。
And you must come into this path of eternal life.
后来她真的接受大水洗啊。
And so later on, she did receive water baptism.
感谢主在受洗之后。
And thanks the Lord that after she received baptism,
她又做了另外一个梦。
And she had another dream.
雷妈妈还是在对面走路。
That the sister Lei was still in front of her, walking on this bright road.
在一个光明的大道上面。
And she is walking upon this glorious road.
她还是海的这边走路。
And she was still on the other side walking.
突然之间海空开了，她走入海当中里面去。
And there was a sea between her and Mrs. Lai, and so all of a sudden the sea opened up, and she was able to go to that path.
她已经接受大水洗礼了。
For she has received the water baptism.
后来她又走上这条永恒的，跟雷妈妈一起走在这个永恒的人生大道上面。
And therefore, she walked along with Sister Lei upon this path of eternal life.
诸位朋友，今生有限是我们所知道的。
Dear friends, present life we know there are it is finite.
今生的尽头是尘土啦。
And the end of this life is that we return to dust.
今生的夸口是我们的愁烦劳苦。
The boasting of our life is of labor and sorrow.
您甘愿过这样的一生吗？
Are you willing to live a life?
您生命有满足吗？
Do you have such satisfaction?
您生活有希望吗？
Do you live with a hope?
你愿意走上这条永生的道路吗？
Are you willing to come and walk upon this path of eternal life?
请来接受这位无限的神。
Please come and receive this infinite God.